All right, I think we've got enough people to start now. We're back up to 30. So, I was thinking, somebody, these tunes we haven't done in quite some time. So, and there might, I think we did the Humours of Glenn Darton, the Leitrim Fancy last week. I didn't realize that when I copied and pasted this set of jigs. So we won't do those today, but I think everything else is good. So let's start off with the familiar stuff there, the Fox Hunter's Reel and Last Night's Fun. And thanks for being here, everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Just say a quick hello to some people because I didn't get to say hello earlier today with all the fuss over the granite stuff. Hannah, how are you? Good to see you. Cynthia, William, and David, good to see you. Carmel, good to see you. Sorry about yesterday. And Jay, Jill, how are you, Jill?
Good, nice to see you, John.
How's sunny Florida?
Not sunny today.
Not sunny today?
Not sunny today. Tomorrow.
It's not sunny here either. Alina, sorry to interrupt your food there. Lauren, good to see you. David, good to see you. And let me see who's on the other side of this. Hannah, did I not say hello to you yet? Good to see you.
Hey, John.
Who am I missing? Jim, how are you?
I'm good. Cold here.
It's cold there?
Yeah, 14 Debbie. Tonight, 12.
Jim, are you coming to Ireland with us?
I can't make it this year, but do it again next year. I promise I'll come.
Okay, you got it.
I was going to contact him today, but I'm really sorry I can't make it.
No problem, brother.
Sounds like a boatload of fun.
It's going to be a blast. Debbie, how are you? How's the hand?
Oh, I hurt it again yesterday. Ah!
Oh, no.
My stupid thumb.
All right. All right. We'll keep this going. Bruce, good to see you. Mary, good to see you. Leslie.
And hi.
Brenda and everybody else in the dark there. Howard, Brenda, and Massini, Connie, and Richard. iPhone, whoever that is. Good to see everybody, or not see everybody. Good that you're here, either way. Whether I can see you or not. All right. That's the Church of the Ladies, isn't it? I think we did that one last week, too. So let's do... let me get the... What's that? What do I have? Patty in London. And hopefully I have the Mugger Brown Ale here. I was getting this music together, believe it or not, at 5:30 this morning. So I was a little sleepy-eyed. So I don't know if I have the Mugger Brown Ale. All right, let's do a different set then. And I'll have to find that. Happy to meet, sorry to part. And the coming of spring, or there's a different name. I have it written down here before anybody tells me it's got a different name. Patty O'Brien's, I've got it. It's here as Patty O'Brien's and the coming of spring. So we'll give those two a shot. Everybody good this Wednesday? You doing good? Life is good in the big picture of things, folks. I don't want you to think it's not. It's good. And then... Okay. Thank you. Pages to that tune and I only had the one, so I think I totally screwed up the ending of that tune every time. But you know, it's good to be human once in a while.
Once in a while. Oh,
that's a great tune.
Is that when's the coming of spring?
It was the coming of spring or Patty O'Brien's, depending on.
Yeah, back in the day, pre-COVID, I think, Leslie, we used to play it at the Plow.
Yeah,
I remember.
Back in the day.
I forgot how much I love that tune, too.
I really butchered it, so I'm sorry about that.
All right. Fine, John.
It was with Apples in Winter. Apples in Winter and them are dead ringers.
All right, so let me see what I got here. Hornpipes.
Here, we'll give you a little. Yvette, would you hum the Plow and Seven Stars down
the wife just gave me a slap on the hand for messing up.
No, there are two of them. There's the Plow and Stars, and then Berkeley there's the Starry Plow.
I'm looking.
They both have trad music a few times a week.
I've been to the one in San Francisco proper, the Plow and Seven.
Plow and Stars.
Plow and Stars.
Yeah.
You think some of these tunes didn't...
Isn't that held down by a Susan Spurlock?
I'm missing some of these tunes I was supposed to put out.
Matt Hilder.
Karen, she was one of the leaders. She plays mandolin, and she and Marla would have a session. I'm taking mandolin from Marla. So they were one of the session leaders. And cool. Then Jack Hilder would have a turn. I mean, they kind of rotated. So
I went there shortly after going to the Lark camp. And was
you went to Lark! That, it's so much fun, huh?
It was, right. And very cold.
All right, well, let's do Spalanda Fiddler, because I know those tunes. I didn't even look at this thing. I hope it's the right list I've printed out. You can tell me if I'm off. So, Spalanda Fiddler we did. I did at the tune learning, so I know some of you know the tune. The Windy City, maybe I'm not so sure that you would know that. But let me see. If I go to my trusty binder of session tunes here. I know all these tunes. I can't remember how they start. That's my biggest problem. Right there. Why don't I have that? The Pleasures of Hope. Let's do that. And The Friendly Visit. Let me see if I can find that real quick. All right. Lovely tune. And then The Friendly Visit. Those two. If I'm going too fast, I'm kind of wound up today, so don't be afraid to tell me I'm going too fast. I know Richard wouldn't be afraid to tell me, or Connie. So let me have it if you need to. So here we go. The Pleasures of Hope.
Thank you.
Man, that's a beautiful tune. Really, Joy, I forgot how good that tune was. The Pleasures of Hope is good too, but the Friendly Visit, boy, that is a really sweet, sweet. Oh, you look at that. I had it out in front of me all the time. All right. No harm, no foul. So let's see. How about Forget Me Not and the Cruel Father? Let me see. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, you know. I don't know if any of you do the other key. Maybe I'll teach that tune in a couple of weeks in that key. It really is lovely in that key. And it's good on the fiddle too, I believe. Maybe not so much on the flute. Anyway, so we'll stick to the keys we have here, D and G, I believe. Okay.
Thank you.
This would not go down in the annals of my best slow session, I don't think, so far. But we've got to up the game here. I got to up my game a little bit. All right, let's see what else I got on the other side of this. Can anybody remind me how Around the Fairy Fort starts? Karen, you got it? I don't have the music for it for some reason, Marla. I don't know why. Maybe I do.
I can give you it's in D. Hang on a second. It'll be right here.
Okay. Good, Brian. Thank you. Good. So,
thank you, David.
David. Did I say David? I thought I said David. All right, so let's do that set. I really love this set of, I don't know, The Road to Glantain. I don't know if I took that out. Good. There you are. We'll give it a shot. Today, folks, I really apologize. How does the second part of that go? I play this tune all the time. No, that's the other tune.
I think I might have it.
Do it again.
Goes
on the
to
game.
High B. Goes to high B.
Let me, you know, I don't have it written out either. You know, I can't believe that. I'm having a total brain fart today. This is what happens when you lose focus, folks. This is what I tell my students all the time. Don't lose focus. I failed today. I can't do it. Can't do it, folks. We'll have to move on. We'll have to move on to another set. Do easy stuff like Kitty's Wedding. Don't hold it against me. All right. So what's with Kitty's Cronies Rambles? I know that one. That's Kitty's Wedding, right? Michael, we might have to erase this tune learning today. Like it never happened.
Thank you.
I've got to stop reading the music here. Again, that was a different version that I was looking, reading, and it just totally threw me off. All right, let's get back to tunes I know. I really apologize today, folks. All right, let's do the Sally Gardens, the Sligo Maid, and the Flogging, and we'll get back on track here.
Thank you.
Set of tunes there.
Those are great. Thank you.
I love the flogging reel. That's a great tune. All right, so let's do Cherish the Ladies, and we'll do let me see, the cook in the kitchen. So let's do that set together. So we'll do Cherish the Ladies, Cook in the Kitchen, and Father O'Flynn. Why not? I need to punish myself for my bad playing today and give myself a good workout. See, we're all hard on ourselves, everybody. Whether you're just starting out or you've only been playing a couple of years or 50 years, like me, we all have our moments. But you know what? I wouldn't change a thing, to be honest with you. You know? So, all right, let me, oh, what did I do? Oh, there it is. Here we go, and then, we'll do that cook in the kitchen. There might be different cook in the kitchen tunes, but we'll do that one. And Father O'Flynn. So if you don't know, I've said this before, but just in case you don't remember, Father of Flynn was the very first tune I learned to play on the accordion back in 1970. So.
Thank you.
Chappaquawk Road, and it's one of the tunes I also learned very early in my playing. I love it. The A part, I do the A part a little different. It's a little more notey, but it's the same tune.
Yeah, it's a great tune. It's a great tune. It was in Brendan Brannock's book, and it was there was two names for it. It was Father O'Flynn. Actually, it was Father O'Flynn, and then in brackets it had the Rollicking Irishman.
Yeah, so, that's how I knew it, Rollicking Irishman. That's one of my first tunes, too.
All I can say, it must have been a heck of a parish. So, Brian, good to see you. And the
good to see you too, John.
The two Brians. Brian didn't leave already, did he? Where is he? I got his note here. Yeah, now I don't see him. Brian Unit, are you there? All right. Well, if I've missed anybody, I apologize for not saying hello. If you're blacked out, then Sue, did I say hello to you, Sue? Dave Miller, good to see you. Alexandra, I think I get everybody? Hang on a second. Bruce, did I say hello to you? All right. I'm just killing time. I'm having such a bad day playing. I might as well talk too much. All right.
Alice, that was great.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, maybe we'll do the Splendid Fiddler set now. I was going to do that before, but you know, I'm going to do it anyway because I really like those tunes. They're on my Come to Dance on my. Are they on my Come to Dance CD?
I think so, yeah.
Come to Dance or Celtic Fire, they're on one of them. And the Windy City was written by Marty Fahey from Chicago, who has a new music book out. I think I've mentioned it before. And if you get a chance to get it, it's phenomenal. To me, he's one of the best tune writers that I've heard in the last 40 years, really. He's right up there with Finbar Dwyer or any of those, Ed Reavy or any of those guys, I think. He's an amazing tune writer. So, okay. And then the third tune is a tune I wrote. So why not? I might as well do one of my tunes once in a while. Deacon Harry Doyle's. And Harry Doyle was a deacon, God rest in peace, my church in Milford, Connecticut, when I lived in Connecticut. He was from Scotland. So, lovely man. Tell everybody about the stuff going on. I know we do this every week, but there's some people here that are not here every week. You can. I talked to him the other day, day before yesterday, and yeah. So, you have a probably two or three more weeks if you want to sign up. If you're still on the fence, but Ireland's opened up, so I don't know if you know that, but Ireland is completely opened up now, and things are going really, really well there. So, in general, nothing is ever perfect, right? But from what I understand, talking to people there, they're very happy and excited that Ireland's somewhat back to normal. You know, I don't know, but I'll just keep adding them. So I'll probably add another seven or whatever. I think I. Thank you. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to the slow session school to improve my slow session presentation between now and next week. So we'll have a better job. I was thinking those tunes that are not on that jig list, and I think we've done most of them except the one. So why don't we do Settle the Pony? Because I know most everybody knows that tune. It's really one of my favorite jigs, too. One of my favorite old jigs. And I'm going to look here, see if I can find that. I think I know it pretty well. The Paddy from London thing, or whatever it's called. What the heck did I do that now? Hang on a second. Is it over here? Okay, Paddy in London. We didn't do that yet, I don't think, did we? Great, great tune. I love that tune. So that's in D, and then we'll do. Come on now, people are yawning there. I'm not that bad, am I? Carmel. I saw two people. The other person got away with it because I didn't. It was Carmel distracted me. So Paddy in London, and then Settle the Pony. Thank you. Humours of Drina, I guess, is the proper name for Paddy in London. I got it off the session, so I don't know who names these bloody tunes. But anyway, so I do want to say this. I want to thank those of you that have supported me over. You've all supported me, but financially supported me. Over the last couple of years, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and it's certainly very much appreciated. And I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. And I know who you are, and I really want to thank you for that. I'm looking for, let's finish off with the Belts of Tipperary set, I think. So. What's with the Bells of Tipperary or the Providence over there? I love the Providence, it's a great tune. And what else do I have it up? Let me see. Speed the Plow. I better get that one too because I won't remember how that starts either. All right. Well, thanks very much, everybody, for being here. I really do apologize. I wasn't at my best today, and I was very distracted, and I should not have let that get in the way of having a good slow session. But I hope there was enough good stuff to overcome the bad stuff. And I think we do it week to week. It's pretty darn good, I think. I appreciate your patience with me, and I do love doing it. So we'll keep going as long as you guys want to keep coming. I'm going to keep doing it. So I do appreciate that support. It's a lot of fun, and of course it helps me remember some of these tunes. Not all of them, but most of them. Okay, so. I think I should probably just end there because I made a complete hash of that bloody thing altogether. And I actually recorded that tune, believe it or not, back in 1998.